Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy Steve Styles, and I'm bringing big energy here on the Midday Live Show. We got a tremendous show ahead of us. We got a super great guest, a guest from Rap-A-Lot Recording Records. He also works with TDP, so shout out to Damien, Easy, and the rest of the Trust the Process team.
Yes.
But we have Jazz in studio. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's up, people?
And then our guest.
What's up, y'all, man?
Tell our guests and everyone listening, tell the world.
It's your boy 6300 Jinx Self, and it's an honor to be here on the Midday Live Show, bringing this big energy to y'all.
That's right.
Always.
What show?
We got a great show ahead of us. Guests, weather, update.
You missed somebody.
Well, he normally does his own interpretation. We should go full screen on him.
Let's get it. Who is this? Who are you?
Sir, you know what time it is, man. It's Friday. We love Fridays. We made Fridays another payday.
Period. Midday Live Show. As you were saying, yes, weather update. We got a great guest. We have Bussin' or Disgusting is back. Lots of funny discussion. So you don't want to miss this episode for sure.
Exactly. From rapid fire questions and more, we want you guys to stay tuned. But be sure to hit the like button, subscribe. Big shout out to, you know, we hit over 1,000 plays last week on Anchor, which is our distributor for Spotify. And that's kind of like outrageous. Normally, we're like in the 500 field. We just cracked 1,000 streams. And it was all in 1 week's time. So big shout out to you guys listening to us. But again, hit the like button, subscribe. We got a lot to go.
Yeah, Sarsky.
Absolutely. What do we say we dive into this interview?
Here we go.
Let's get to it.
Real quick. So, Jinx, or as they call you, Mr. 6300, you know, when was the first time you got interested in music? How did this journey begin?
I mean, because music, well, growing up, music was like a gateway. And like covering our struggles and problems. So we used it like to help cope with our reality. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Come from where we came from.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's what hip hop and rap really, you know, it epitomizes, right? It really shows and demonstrates that the struggle, you know, is not without its, you know, journey, because you got to struggle a little bit and you appreciate things more. You're a lot more humble, but you also grind 600 million times harder than the average.
Oh, for sure.
6,300 times more.
See? Just threw that in there real quick.
What's up? 6,300 times. That was a good one. I liked that
Thank
one.
You.
Yeah. And then, you know, now, you know, being signed with a record deal and all this and having a team behind you, what has changed really? Or what was the journey to get there? How are you known? How did you get signed?
My journey was... First, when I was younger, my journey was more to be famous. But as I got older, I started appreciating the craft more, and I started utilizing it to open up lanes. And I knew that I had the talent to open up lanes for my peers and my family and stuff. So I use it more as a tool to like open doors for them. I'm straight without rap, with or without rap. But this is my way to open up doors for my community.
That, I love that.
That is different. That is not like your typical answer.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I've heard a few songs, not many, but there's a recurring theme in a few of his tracks where you tell the people on your songs, I am not a rapper.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
That means that, like, I'm an entertainer. You got rappers, you got entertainment. Yeah. I did this. I love rap, but I'm not a rapper. You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So it's like a big difference. So.
Yeah, you're a person of your own interest before you have a business.
It's like if you got Johnny Dang know how to make necklaces. You never know if that's his passion. You know what I mean? But he knows if he does it, it's going to have generational wealth off of this. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you got quite the following. People are really in the comments. You know, fire emojis, full comments. You're doing great, Jinx. You know.
Yeah.
What's the best thing that you can give advice, or how can someone who's coming up,
First off, keep faith in God. Don't never put nothing before God. That's just genuinely from my heart. And consistency.
Okay.
Because God can bless you with the situation, but it takes your physical and mental to to apply the pressure to conquer that goal. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, I'm tired than a mug, you know, but I know I got to be here. You know what I mean? I got to be here. So it's a job. Just, you know.
Got to do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do, you know. Ain't no complaints when it comes to getting to your goals. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Real talk.
Perseverance. Perseverance.
Yeah.
Got to. Determination, perseverance, all that. It's all going to tie in together and get you to where you want to be. So I do want to ask, like, about your music. If there was somebody that was listening for the first time, like, how would you describe, like, the genre or the type of music that you make?
I make drill music. I'm like, I'm just, this is what I make. And it's not because it was a thing or whatever. It's just because this literally is the culture I come from. You know what I mean? Like, I can't rap about Lamborghinis when I ain't got a Lamborghini. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just rap about, like, my reality. I can rap about jewelry now, you know what I'm saying? But I can't rap about like millions of dollars that I don't got. I just try to rap about my reality.
And you know? I like that because you're being authentic. And a lot of artists sometimes don't really go that route. They just, you know, as you say, rap about or sing about whatever, things that they don't really know about or things that they can't relate to. And I think that also ties into like your fans. And it's like when you're being real, it's like they see that and they appreciate that. So I think that's great.
Exactly. I appreciate that too. And that's another thing I would like, if you're an upcoming artist, just be yourself. Don't change yourself. You know, don't, the crowd going, your generation of people, your fan base will find you. Just stay consistent and keep dropping, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And I also saw on your Instagram, like, you dance a lot, you have fun.
Yeah,
hilarious.
I'm an entertainer. See, yeah. That fall in the line of entertainment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm genuinely just like a silly, silly person that's not to be messed with, but just like a silly, good-hearted person. So, you know.
And that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's great energy. It's great energy. DJ Spoiled Milk.
What's up? Yeah. You know, I'm curious to know what your process is like. So, you know, I'm a DJ. I have a process when it comes to putting on my clothes, getting ready to hit the club, you know. So I got a process to making mixes. Right. I got a process to putting my music together, you know what I'm saying? So what's your process when it's time to go into the studio and lay down the track?
Clear mind, drink a lot of water. I clear my mind, I drink a lot of water. Gotta have my food there, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And not like, I don't like to be, I'm not like a big people's person. So I don't like, when I'm working, I like working. So I don't need Shamika in the corner shaking her buns and little bro right there doing his thing, you know, telling me how to rap. So I just like, I like my peace. That's why my name, that's where the self come from in my name. Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah, real talk. So I was just.
Sometimes you just got to do you how you want to do it. And I know this is like a silly question, but going back to food, because I'm always, you know, thinking about food.
She's a food connoisseur.
When you say you have to have food in the studio, do you have like a go-to?
Well,
do you have a go-to where like, I got to have chicken or certain place?
Garo cheeseburger, the Vice Lord burger, Chagro cheeseburger.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? you know, I love me some pizza. Mm-hmm. As long as the Zantac on deck, though, because the heartburn get real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I do me a chicken Caesar salad, you know?
Okay.
Something like that.
Good. Get your greens.
Yeah, you know.
Balance.
Yeah.
Balance. It's all about balance.
She's a Libra. She knows.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I'm also curious, if there was, like, anything you could change about the music industry, like, have you ever thought about that? What would be something that you would change about it?
I let the real ones be the real ones and take the suckers and put them back in candy wrappers. Make hip hop great again. And I would I would like to take clout chasing out. Because the clout chasing, even though I was in the era where that's how I got a lot of my fans, if that's what you want to say, you know what I mean? But like, as I grow, I feel like that kind of ruined hip hop. It did. It ruined the essence of hip hop. You can rap about anything now. Forget him, forget her. Oh, you got 1 million views. There's no substance to it anymore. So I will bring that back to it.
Yeah, you know? Substance. That's a good word.
Yeah. Who would you? Sorry. Who would be an artist that you would like to work with, or a producer too?
Mm. Mm. Kodak. I was there. Kodak.
Okay.
And Jack Boy, even though they bumping heads. Like, I just like both of them brothers for their separate individual talent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not too many industry rappers that I look at these days and be like, oh, I want a song with him.
Kodak Special, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too many of them real no more. Yeah, Kodak Special. Young Boy. Can't forget Young Boy.
Yeah.
I love to do a song with Young Boy. Yeah.
What
That's not
producer?
Just because he's talented, smart business move.
No, what about good. Producer, though? Like, do you have a certain type of ear? Or you like, man, I rap on any beat, I'll go crazy on any type of tempo.
TM88 from 808 Mafia.
Okay.
808 Mafia. I love 808s, man. I don't know. I would say Zaytoven. Shout out Zaytoven, because you know we got a little internet little thing going on, but 808 Mafia for sure. They never fail. They'll put a Cinderella beat on and then it'll be boom. Oh, no.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Dang. Yeah. You got a hit record. You know, it's all so, you know. So.
See. And I'm a big believer in words.
Yeah.
Is there a writing process to you that you go about? Do you need the beat first, or do you have sometimes something written already?
I really just write off emotion.
Mm.
So if I'm mad, I can see one of my dead homies' pictures and that'll make me come up with a hit. Or I can, like, I look at my kid, my twin daughters, or my little son and be like, man, I felt like it is certain situations in my life, like, my reality inspired me.
Yeah.
So, like if I literally, like if nothing's going on, I really can't write. You know what I mean? I really just write off my emotions.
Yeah, as you say, your emotions ain't your reality.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So, that's why you got angry raps from 6300 Jinx South. You got, you know, spiritual raps. Maybe I might have felt spiritual this day. You know what I mean?
Right.
Easter is coming up. So, speaking of, you said that you have some new music on the way. So, can you tell us more about that?
I got a mixtape dropping called The Most Hated, which is it's the trophy for the black balls. The ones that the artists that's getting blackballed and the underdogs, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's going to consist of 8 tracks. You feel me? And we're going to make 8 videos. You never have probably heard about this before. Kels just did it. We're going to have 8 videos to go to each track. So it's going to, like, every video and every song on the mixtape going to go into each other.
It's going to move the story along.
Like a storyline.
Oh, nice.
A big storyline, like, you know? It's going to be dope. So, like, so all 8 videos are going to be like one big movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
amazing, man. So how much of an input do you have in the director portion when it comes to a music video?
Full.
All of it.
Just say it.
All of it.
All of it.
I don't play. I yell, cut. Look, they behind the cameras, I'm cut. They be like, you got to stop that, man. Like, no cap, I'm serious. So, yeah, like, I don't play when it comes to my, because when I'm writing, I it's my vision. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I would like to tell artists, is stop letting people behind the camera direct your vision. You know what I mean? Because it's like you're cheating yourself out of your vision.
Definitely, man. Don't go with the flow. Be the flow.
Yeah, you know, I buy all the costumes, all everything. So all the props, everything.
Excellent.
Me and my brother.
Man, that's intense.
Yeah.
I know you have a few singles, but before we dive into those singles, I want to give you a chance to answer some of these rapid-fire questions.
Okay.
We love the rapid questions.
Yeah. Always gets interesting.
It always gets interesting. Now, these are a collection of 20 questions that can get a little outrageous, all right? But they're going to start off real basic, and I'm going to hit you with a few curveballs.
Hold up.
Okay.
Because DJ Spolmunk said there's a rule.
Uh-oh.
There's only one rule.
Mm-hmm.
You got to say the first thing that comes to mind.
True.
What's that?
The first thing
I got you.
When you ask the question. Yes,
I got
sir.
You. Let's do it.
No judgment.
Let's do it.
You ready to go?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Number one, dogs or cats?
Cats.
What's your most prized possession?
My pistol.
All right, describe your style in one word.
Aggressive.
With the growl. Period.
What is your morning routine?
Pray to God, work out.
Name a 4-letter word that starts with the letter B.
Bulb. Bulb, like the light bulb.
What is your nighttime routine?
My nighttime routine? Eat, work out, thank God.
What's your first job?
Bus boy.
Name one guilty pleasure.
I like eating Hershey's with no socks on.
I was feeling you with the Hershey's, but with the no socks. I like that. That's self-care right there, folks, okay?
Self-care, man.
Self-care.
He's out here painting the portrait for us of you, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. Name one movie that changed your life.
Five Heartbeats. Five Heartbeats. Changed my life.
Have you ever written a song about somebody special?
Yes.
What have you been watching online lately?
YouTube.
Would you rather have your dream job or win the lottery?
Win a lottery.
Who do you text most right now on your phone?
My crazy BM.
See, why she got to be crazy?
Because she says, it's just some screws a little loose. You know what I mean?
Got you.
Do you prefer street smarts or book smarts?
Book smart.
Pullover hoodie or zip up hoodie?
Pull over. Mm.
What's been your favorite age so far in your entire lifetime?
Age?
Age, like growing up, what has been your favorite 30. Age?
Love now.
Fresh food or fried food?
Fried.
He said Garrett cheeseburger. Like,
right,
come on now.
I like it all in. Come on now. It up.
Yeah.
You prefer driving or flying?
Driving for sure.
Expensive gift or homemade gift?
I mean, I'm cool. I'm raw with the craft. Homemade. Handmade.
Now, name one mythical creature that you believe to be true.
Mermaids.
What? Same. Yes.
Mermaids.
There you go.
They exist.
You made it through rapid fire, Jinx, with no issue. No problem. Round of applause.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it.
Well done. Well done. Well done. Let's dive into these singles he's releasing.
Okay.
The first one we got is Daddy Love You. Want to tell us a little bit about that?
Daddy Love You, that was I love my kids so much. You know, I waited until I was 30 to have kids, to have my life situated or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, that having them was like the peak. They saved my life. Mm-hmm. They was like the gift you asked God to send you.
Wow.
Like, I'm like, man, I ain't got to run. They made me start running streets. I used to tow guns every day. I was crazy. Like,
oh my gosh.
Like, as you can see, I was like crazy though, you know? And they saved me. They brought the humbleness out of me. They matured me. Mm-hmm. So I made that song off because I love them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I love that. Can't wait to hear it.
What's up?
Well, we got an expecting father over here.
Yeah. Oh,
congratulations, gang. Yes, sir. Gonna be the best thing to happen to you. Get you as much sleep as you can now. Oh yeah, I see.
You're muted, by the way.
Thank you. There we go. I was saying that my little office room is turning into a diaper room now.
That's how it be.
Yeah. So I understand. I can't wait to have that feeling or that love too. Everyone I keep talking to is like, you know, they gonna change your life.
Man, it's like a feeling that it's something I can't even describe. Mm-hmm. And it always happens when you need it the most. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what's personally going on in your life, but best believe it's probably God does everything for a reason. So it's true blessings, man.
Yeah, abundant
blessings
it.
To you and your family.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
100.
Do you feel that way too, Steve?
Absolutely.
What's up?
I got a 9-year-old.
Oh man, that's what's up.
He looks just like me. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I was out of control. I was definitely a little out of control. I was a wild boy, right, Isaiah?
Yeah. Steve,
no quotation marks.
That's what I call it.
But it was the best thing that happened to me to realize that it made me value life a lot more and realize that, you know, they say that this cliche little line that I always bring up. They say a man has two lives.
Yeah.
His second life begins when he realizes he only has one life.
Mm.
So you got to stop, I guess, messing around and set goals and walk a straight line the best you can.
Not cliche at all.
I like that. I like that.
That wasn't cliche at all.
And
put that on the shirt.
The last thing it taught me was persistent versus consistent.
Yeah.
Such a similar word in both, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, just change the prefix and it's a whole different meaning. Like consistent, constantly doing what you're supposed to do on a frequent basis, right? But being persistent means you consistent while overcoming something.
Real talk.
And being resilient has to do a lot with being persistent. I think those were the main themes I had being a father.
I thought you just taught me something, man. Shout out Steve Styles, man. That boy, a dictionary. That's the thesaurus.
Yes.
Sir, no cap.
That's what's up.
So, Jazz, should we run through a weather break and come right back and finish up these singles?
Let's do it. We're in here, iHeartRadio Chicago, with 6300 Jinx Self, and we will be right back.
Come on, man. Welcome to the night show.
Throw up the sex in her. And I can put you in.
Come on, man. Welcome to the night show.
Shout out, Jazz. Shout out, Steve. Shout out, Midday Live Show. These are dope people.
Good Chicago, it's your boy Steve Styles, and you're listening to the Midday Live Show, watching it live on YouTube, Facebook Live, Twitter. That's so dope. We got him on Twitter. So we got a big shout out to DJ Spoiled Milk hooking us up on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
Some big things. Anchor FM, which is now an affiliate with Spotify. Mm-hmm. They changed the website from anchor.com to podcasting for Spotify, or Spotify's podcasting. But I digress. This is your weather update for the beautiful city of Chicago. It's Friday, April 7th. It's currently sunny. It's beautiful outside. It's 45 degrees. And tonight's lows is going to be 37 and partly cloudy. So today, something's going to happen. It's Friday. I know last night was the full moon, but, you know, people are going to get out there. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's out. Get out there. Get in these streets. Have a good time tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
We outside tonight.
As you should be.
You know, we're making bad decisions tonight. It's getting warm, too. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Eel of the night. See me at Eden's. You know what's up.
Right.
We like that.
Right.
Oh, happy
Friday. Happy Friday. Yeah, so back to these singles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the second single we have is Mozart's Store. Or correct me if I'm wrong, it's Stone.
The Mozart Stone. That's right, Steve. It's Stone. Okay. The Mozart Stone. I made that. That's a neighborhood store. We grew up in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And one time I'm like, you know, I had spelled a lean in a stone. In the Mozart Stone. So I'm like, I just dropped the phone. See, like this, I told you, it depends on how I feel that day. I'm gonna make it, you know what I'm saying? So it really ain't really no, it's really like not like a real story behind that. It's just me talking about you dig, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, as you do very often. We see Jinx. Definitely check him out. We got another single on this list.
Yeah.
This Charades.
See, that one right there, that one like, that was more like, I'm now, you know what I mean? Like, see that's the one that all my OG fans, that's the old Jinx. So I always put at least one of them out of that five. Mm-hmm. You know, real aggressive out there. That's just one of those aggressive joints.
Okay.
You know, to keep my drill people satisfied. Because I do an auto-tune song and I lose fans. Like, no cap.
No, don't say that.
I get threats, death threats. You do.
No!
I'm serious.
What?
Man, my inbox be crazy, y'all.
Yeah. Give us an example.
Why you think I didn't drop Daddy Love You yet, y'all? Why y'all think it ain't out there?
Wow.
Because I can imagine, even though it's a song for my kids, I can imagine what some of these fans will like say to me. They like, this get crazy. Wow. I got Die Hard. okay, when I first started rapping my generator, I had started a generator called Funeral Music. Mm-hmm. So I like, I attracted all these weird fans and dark fans. Mm-hmm. I tried to like shout off, but it's like, it stuck with me, so.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So people are interesting.
I did get a chance to listen to Stomp Freestyle. Man, would you consider that one of your songs?
Oh, man, you aren't supposed to be listening to that, man.
That's for the
trenches, man.
Okay. Just want to let you guys out. It's pretty fire, man. It's intense music. I love your videography too. I love your professionalism. I want to give a chance for everybody to check you out. Where can they reach you? Wherever you know you get your stuff streaming, or
well, you can find me on YouTube, on every platform, Apple, 6300 Jinx Self, JINXSELF. Don't forget the 6300. Google me. I pop up everywhere. You can go on TikTok. I went viral on there doing crazy things.
Excellent too. Definitely check him out. Any shout outs today you want to shout out?
Yeah, shout out my big brother, Big Five BC, for always assisting me and being in my corner and always believing in my dreams and our dreams. Shout out the whole Big Five Entertainment label and the artists. Shout out TDP, Rap A Lot. Oh, shout out Snow Stormy and Lil Jinx Daddy. Love you. Shout out to y'all, man. They're live.
Oh, thanks. Man. Thank you. Man, we appreciate you coming out. Seriously. Kicked off the TDP takeover.
It's amazing. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Yeah, we got to touch on that a little bit too. You know, big shout out
once again to TDP and Rap A Lot Records Midwest. This is Rap A Lot's month in conjunction because, you know, Rap A Lot and TDP, they're one of our sponsors, or should I say, two of our sponsors here at the Midday Live Show.
Yeah.
They've been with us since the jump.
Yeah.
Since our first pop up right in front of the pizza joint and then moving forward. So big shout out to them. And for the next three Fridays, here for the month of April, we're going to have a new Rap A Lot record artist. So you don't want to miss. You can really gain some knowledge like we did today, a little bit of behind the scenes with Jinx. And of course, guys, we're your number one podcast. We're entertainment, news, and all types of guests. I think the guests really shape our show. We really
Somebody was just telling me that the other day, for sure.
Brings out the energy in us too, even though we're both pretty vibrant persons, you too, DJ Spoiled Milk. But yeah, I think, you know, if we can, do you think he could benefit for joining us in a conversation or a discussion?
Sure thing. Yeah,
I would love that too.
Let's do it.
Bet. Okay, so one of the things I wanted to talk about, so there's this thing that I saw coming across on the internet. And Steve had an idea where I should, you know, bring it up like a Dear Jasmine type thing. So I want to get you guys' opinions on this I don't want to call it a letter, but we'll call it a letter. So imagine that it says, Dear Jazz, I only shower every 2 to 3 weeks and I'm sick of being picked on for it. For context, I'm a 22-year-old male. I live alone and I work as a cashier in Target. Musty. For the longest time now, I only take a shower once every 2 to 3 weeks. Musty. I feel like I don't need to shower often. Nasty. I don't see the need for it, and it's a huge waste of water. I've been told a few times that I smell bad. Well, duh. But each time I smell myself, I don't get any unpleasant scent. Maybe you have COVID. I feel like maybe my family especially pressure me to change, but I honestly feel scrutinized and kind of bullied. Well, duh. Even by coworkers. I even got a phone call from my manager kindly telling me I need to keep my hygiene up. But I do, But obviously you don't. Showering isn't the only way to be hygienic. I shave and I brush my teeth every day and obviously wash my hands when I need to. So I feel like they're nitpicking. Any advice on how to deal with this? And honestly, am I being unreasonable? Let me tell you something. Wash your buns. As he said. Like, that's disgusting. You are absolutely being unreasonable. You are going out in public and you are working in a place. Whatever. It doesn't even matter if you don't have a job, whatever. Like, you are only showering once every 2 to 3 weeks, as in 14 to 21 days straight. Can you imagine how he smells? Can you imagine?
Throw the whole person away. He
throw said. You away. No.
Am I being unreasonable?
No. You're absolutely being unreasonable. So the advice on how to deal with it, take a bath. And then after you get out of the bath, take a shower. And then after you get out of the shower, take a nap and then get back in the shower. And then make sure you put on deodorant too.
Drink bleach.
No, not drink bleach. No. No. Yeah. That's too much.
That's pushing it. Maybe.
That's pushing it.
I say, how about a bath and bleach? How about that?
A bath and bleach.
That works too.
Something, you know, you gotta wash those sins away. This guy hasn't been showering. Like, he showers once every fortnight, you know what I'm saying? Once That's every full moon. He a werewolf.
Every pay period he washed once.
Every pay period. Yeah.
Every pay period.
And the time it took you to write this letter, you could have took a level of stank off you. You could have went to the shower, brother.
For real, that's crazy.
Utilize your time, man, and your soap.
And your soap.
Wow. You know?
Because I would say that walking around musty is a choice. With all the soaps, with all the deodorants, with all the everything that we have to our, you know, everything that's available to us.
Even at the dollar store.
That's a choice to be nasty and musty.
Got you. Give me $5-$6. I got you. I'll make a little gift package. Courtesy of Steve Styles. Little deodorant, little conditioner for the hair. You know, sounds like you know how to shave and brush your teeth.
I shave and brush my teeth, but I don't shower. How do you sound?
And he washes his hands sometimes. When you feel like it.
Nitpick.
Jeez. He's 22.
With honey than you do with ish. Yeah, this guy's, you know.
Huh?
I don't know. I was about to go a wrong way with this. But he's like a POS. I don't know. He needs a little bit of help, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Any final conclusions, dear Jasmine?
Conclusion, dear person, you just need to be a cleaner person for the greater good of the people around you. Not even just for you, but especially for you and also for the people around you, because that is just not okay to come around smelling like 3-4 weeks ago. Disrespectful.
Disrespectful to the universe.
He works at Walgreens, right?
It's disrespectful to the universe.
Target. So you know how many people go to Target decent, every day?
How many milks are at Target?
You got a decent little job.
What?
You got a decent little job.
It's a lot of those.
All the Target products.
I know, trust me.
Selling, you know what I'm saying? Put them in your dig and then hit the employee bathroom real quick. Watch out. It can be that simple.
But if he works there, I could even... I've seen somebody do this. I used to work at Target too, but I was at the cashier and I knew this one dude. He was like down bad. Like he was, you know, part-timing it at a couple jobs, barely paying rent and stuff. And like the same thing with the sanitation. He worked at Target with me, but he was a stocker. Mm-hmm. Put the stuff on the shelves and stuff. So every so often, you know, things fall out of boxes. Things fall in his pocket and so forth. And the worst situation was his hair was dry. Yeah. He kind of smelled funny. He's like, come with me real quick. I followed him to the aisle. He takes a stick of deodorant, pops it off, boom, 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 left, right, and puts it back.
Oh, no.
Right? And we take a cut to the next aisle because we're still in the men's department. There goes the conditioner, put a little conditioner in his hair, puts it back. It's okay. You kind of squeeze it out. I don't know. But come on, you can't be double dipping.
Yeah, you can't
stuff.
Be swiping. You can't be swiping your pits with the stick, nah. Can't be re-swiping. Got to break the cycle at
no
some
swiping,
point.
Swiping.
No
swiping, swiping.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Ain't no swiping, man. Come on, man.
Well, I don't know how we got here, guys, but that's discussion number one.
Ooh. That's
yeah, buddy.
Nasty.
Do you feel like running a few sweepers? We could jump back and figure out what type of people?
Let's do it. You're watching the Midday Live Show, and don't go anywhere. We got more on the way. So, yeah, as I said, stay right where you are. We'll be back.
5-5-4-4-3-3-2-1 Traveling around the world, over the phone, driving too. I get my vulnerable when I do good. When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel.
Can you go lower than your mama's ever seen it in a lifetime? Never would have imagined, did not even in her right mind. Practice in front of that mirror, now you doing it on the dance floor. Mad cause I can't get with your chick, just show me how to dance. I may not wanna get low, so I'm
That's what we love it here at the Midday Live Show. Music makes you capture a moment, squeeze it, and hold it. Shout out to Eminem for that quote. But welcome back, guys, to the Midday Live Show. I feel like I've been talking too much. We got to get into discussion number two.
What you want to talk about?
Well, there's two types of people in this world. Mm-hmm. And I know you got an image that you can hopefully put it up for everybody to view.
Yeah.
But in this image, it says that there are two types of people. We talk in text messages. Person A would say the following. Hey, want to go get dinner tomorrow? There's a new place I want to check out. So apparently, they do great burgers. Mm-hmm. All in one bubble. Person two. Hey! Exclamation point. Bubble ends. New bubble. Want to get dinner tomorrow? Question mark. Another bubble. There's a new place I want to check out. Another bubble. Apparently, they do great burgers.
All right.
So, what are your thoughts? Are you, first, let's describe ourselves and then describe what we prefer as opposed to what we dislike. Because I'm sure it's going to come out natural.
Yeah, for sure.
What kind of text are you? Are you an all-in-one bubble or, hey?
Yeah, I'm getting right to the meat and potatoes. Mm. I like, boo-boo, what's WID, meet me here, location.
WID.
Like, I'm one of those types. Or I don't text, I send voice memos. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. A type C.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Voice memos.
I might have to adopt that. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
No, they don't.
Love that.
Yeah.
Jazz, what are you?
I'm definitely the A. I just put all of my messages usually in one. I don't like getting notifications back to back to back. I don't like the ding, 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 ding. I don't like that. So I wouldn't want somebody else to be irritated by me doing that. So I choose type A, and I prefer to be texted like type A. Or a voice memo is cool, too. That's fine. As long as your voice isn't annoying.
DJ Spoon Milk.
I'm B. I text what's on my mind right then and there. Like, I'm never actually able to sit down and realize, like, good evening. Are you available for dinner tonight? If so, I would love to try to do that. No, I'm like, hey, yo, I just heard it's a spot over there. You know what I'm saying? Let's check it out.
Boom. Ding.
Boom. What time you trying to get there? Boom.
Ding.
You know what I'm saying? And then I may not even touch my phone for the next hour. And I'll be like, damn, did I send
what I'm saying?
And then it's there. Okay, cool. Let's go.
No, for real.
Not trying to invite somebody out and then not text them back for over an hour. So let's talk about too. Okay, text etiquette. So
I'm bad. I'm terrible.
Break it down.
So when you're trying to invite somebody out, we'll stick with that scenario. You can't be taking an hour to reply back after they say something. That's not okay.
I'm going to have to disagree with that one, Jazz.
Okay, let's see. What's your hot take?
What's the reason why you taking an hour to reply?
Because you never know. I might have to doo-doo, shower, and shave. That's like a C-no by itself, the doo-doo and the shower. You know what I'm saying? With the shave, that's like a $130. You know, you gotta give me some breathing room now. For okay. Hour and a half.
Give me some breathing room too, right here.
Okay, you know? That's real.
If you invite somebody. You
want me to be like buddy in a letter? You know?
Yeah.
You know?
No, definitely not.
You don't invite somebody like, hey, it's 10:30. Let's go somewhere at 11. No, you said, hey, let's get together later. Right?
Mm. Right.
Okay. But what if she's waiting there all that time while you're, you know, doing your thing? And then she thinks that, maybe, you know, they're not interested anymore because they're not texting back. Then what?
Mm. Well, you know what?
Same old Huffer thinking.
Miss Linda just put it together right there.
Well,
it is what it is.
If the boot fits, as Woody says, okay.
It is what it is, okay. I be moving. A million things going on at one time. But if I'm trying to talk to a lady, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely making sure I confirm what's up before I go move again.
You married.
So, I am. But I still got to talk to her like I'm not married. You know what I'm saying?
True. Facts. That's how you keep it alive. Yep. Well, I'm definitely person B. I'm like that little chihuahua saying, hey, over here, pick me. Don't forget, Yeah, that's me.
That ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. I'm the one giving you a headache. That's me.
Dang.
What? I'm learning to change. Yeah. I'm interested in the voice memo. So that's going to be on my list.
Voice memo.
Yeah, me too. Hey, me too.
He's just sent us the future reference when we do this. Just send voice memo.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Because it was like that.
It was like this.
Yeah, I was like, ding, ding, ding. I'm bang.
I think voice memo is better than the, you know, mm-hmm. right after another text messages.
Yeah.
Just get it all out in one,
put
you know,
it in one
thought.
Big bubble.
Yes.
One big bubble. Mm-hmm. Do we all agree on one big bubble?
Yeah, I agree on one big bubble. One big bubble.
What if you have multiple questions? Like,
send as long of a voice note that you need. You could be like,
I spoil
you
me,
can
deep,
think about
spoil
it.
Up, say, what if you got multiple questions?
Think about it. Mm-hmm. If you need to sit there and be like, yeah, so what day did you want to go out?
You might as well give me a phone call.
Yeah, I mean, that too.
Phone call. Like,
sometimes you just don't feel like talking to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is,
wow.
Yeah.
If you have multiple questions,
like that. Sometimes
I'm gonna send multiple answers back instead of one long paragraph.
Why? Answers. Just put it all in one.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, let's write the paragraph.
Yes. Yes. Message. There's a new place I want to check out. All right, bet. Let's check it out. Message. They got good burgers. Say less. Send me the menu online. Message. What time you want to go? Message. That's four separate messages.
Oh, no.
Too much. Too much.
That's a lot.
You're a bug.
But hey, I've been there. But there's, how about this? What is the longest amount of time you can ignore a text?
Respectfully, an hour. I mean, like a courtesy hour.
Yeah, okay.
Courtesy
hour, okay. I have, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody reaction to you not picking up going to be different anyway, because everybody definitely got different emotions.
Yeah.
So you know how it go. You're doing, you're damn if you do or don't.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
I think, yeah, an hour. That's pretty good. A courtesy hour, as you like to say. Yeah. But then anything more than that, unless you're asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only excuse?
Yeah.
Sleep.
Yep.
So is this like you saw the message, but you just chose
now you just
that's something.
See,
totally,
now that's different.
Yeah, that's
you,
different.
Something that you already do.
Hey, I mean, you use the word ignore.
You ain't gonna leave me on red.
Right.
And think you're gonna call me an hour later. Cause I'm not gonna pick up. That's how that gotta go right there. You see, you got smart people, and you got people, the people that just leave you on red, the people who just don't care about you, like, genuinely. Because
yeah.
I care enough to, like, hold the message down long enough just to see what you're saying and, like, not open it, you know what I mean?
I like how you look.
He cares. Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
What did Linda say? What did Leisure Suit Linda say?
She was talking to DJ Spoiled Milk. She says, problem is when people are responding back, the messages get mixed up. Because, yeah, you're trying to answer something else, and then you keep texting, and then they're texting. Then you're like, wait, was she responding to this part or to that part?
Welcome to our thread.
Right.
So true, Linda.
Mm-hmm. She got a point.
She got a point. She got
well,
a
I
point.
Tried to do the reply specific to Bubble.
Yeah, oh, hold it down,
hold
reply.
Yeah, you're not
be doing it.
True.
But then you got all these lines now, and it's starting to look like an Excel document, you know?
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that.
Texting is interesting.
What's next on the list for today?
Well, I think if he has one, you should give us a message, DJ Spoiled Milk.
Let's go.
Oh, me? I'll spoil milk.
Yeah. Somebody's got to say it.
Let's do it. Somebody's got to say it.
Oh,
okay.
Charger.
Somebody has got to say it. What? May be right, may not be wrong. And what may look easy may not be as easy as you think it is. I just pulled it out of my ass.
Well,
I like that.
Got a point.
Them ones that make sense the most, though.
Mm-hmm.
But look, check it out. This is what I'm saying. Check it out. Okay. What's always easy in the beginning is not always going to be right. So, for an example, it may be easy to go down the slippery slope of eating whatever type of food you want to. It may be easy for the kids that's watching to play the game instead of doing your homework when you know you're supposed to get it done, right? But we all know just because it's easy to do what's wrong doesn't necessarily mean it's going to benefit you in the long run. If you really want to get to those goals as far as fitness, you need to make sure that you're doing what's hard. And what's hard is sticking to your goals and sticking to your meal plan, sticking to what you need to do, getting up at 5 a.m. to work out. Okay, if you're looking to get that scholarship money as a student, you need to do what's hard. And what's hard is doing your homework. What's hard is doing that extra study time. What's hard is going to these seminars on the weekends when everybody else is kicking it. You know what I'm saying? As an athlete, what's hard is waking up at 5 a.m. and going to the gym to get shots up before practice. And then when everybody else is on the way to the party Friday night, you're still at the gym. That's what's hard. And that's where you get the achievements and the goals that you're trying to achieve. So, what's always easy isn't always better when it's talking about achieving your goals, you know what I'm saying? And if it is easy, what was it worth it? There it is, man.
Somebody got
you. Boy, right there, boy, look.
There it is.
Man, boy, look. You got me thinking.
I had it somewhere in my notes, yeah. you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I wanted to come through with it.
Man, that's true.
But that's what's up, man. And like I always say, most of this stuff is something that I'm going through personally, you know, and I try and share with y'all, or I might try and flip it around and make it a positive note for somebody else that's listening, because this platform is for everybody to gain something, right? So, yeah. Shit be hard. I mean, stuff get hard. But it's really up to you up here mentally to make sure that you're not copping out and taking the easy route. You know what I'm saying? You do that, you look up and say, wow. So, I'm in the same spot.
Easy come, easy go. You know what they say? If you got it quick, you're gonna lose it quick. Definitely. Take your time with it. You're definitely gonna keep it for the long run. That's
slowly is the best way to get to where you want to be.
The turtle way.
He's talking about the turtle way.
Hey, that's real, man. Thank you. Thank you for that message.
Yep. That was dope, man.
Well, again, we appreciate your time, Jinx. You know, we'd like to inform everybody where they can reach you. So you want to dish out your social media?
Once again, yes.
Yeah, greet me at 6300 Jinx Self. 6300 underscore Jinx underscore Self on IG. 6300 Jinx Self all together on YouTube and all major platforms. Make sure y'all go follow Big 5 BC. And the Big 5 Entertainment page. Shout out the prayers. Shout out Chairman, CEO Eric. You know what I'm saying? The whole TDP, Rap-A-Lot Big 5 founder, man.
That's what's up.
Appreciate y'all.
Anytime. Welcome back anytime. And definitely when your new music drops, send it our way so we can get it in rotation over here.
I got you. For sure. Yeah. Nice doing business with your spoiled milk, man. Keep on doing your thing. Sir.
Love, man, love. Hey, send me whatever too. I'm out the I'm definitely in the streets tonight. I'll spend whatever you want me to spend. Give you feedback on it too.
I'm gonna inbox you on the IG. I'm gonna find you on IG and inbox you.
No, be careful. It's like 6 pages of him.
All right, I'm gonna get some real IG from
we got
Steve.
I just followed you right now. So that's the real spoiled milk. Don't let nobody scare me talking about their song for $1,000.
Yeah, because he charges.
I got you. For sure.
Any final words, Jinx? I think we all should give out some final words.
Stay real. Stay prayed up. Stay real. Stay focused. That's my everyday saying. Stay real, stay prayed up, and stay focused. And generate morals before wealth. Yes. You get what I mean?
That's all. Jazz, what about you?
I don't have anything right now. Kind of put me on the spot.
Didn't mean to.
Well, I think. Well, I know I said this before, but kind of on my mind again, so I guess I'll just say it. Don't let anybody push their fears onto you when you're trying to chase your dreams, because people will definitely do that. And they'll try to get you down, try to make you feel bad about going after something that may seem impossible. And we all have to be, I would say, a little bit, you know, crazy to go after the dreams that we want, because we can't see the end result. But we're going to keep going for that, and we want that. So we got to be a little crazy, and people are going to try to be like, well, you are crazy, and maybe you can't do that, but you can do that. So that's it.
That's what's up.
For sure.
Boom.
I got one.
That was dope.
Happy Easter. The Lord. Jesus.
That too.
Huh? Sunday.
Say it again.
Yeah, the resurrection. It always reminds
me.
He
was up there like this.
Yeah, for sure.
Like that. And then 3 days later, oh. He in church on Sunday with the white suit, snake skin shoes on time.
Oh, period.
Yeah.
Just behind amazing. The lady with the
I
big hat.
I want to end on a very funny and stupid note. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been writing jokes a lot lately. So I write a lot of
writing
jokes here and there, you know, not mm-hmm. that good. Yeah. Definitely not that good. And I'm a dad. So dad and jokes just don't go together. But I want to leave you guys with this. Your BD's looking like a ceiling fan, high as hell, dusty, with a little fake chain hanging.
That was a good joke. That was a good one.
That was nice.
I like that one. Why the spell on Steve?
Very good. Very good.
Tell him put that little stuff up, man.
Showing me up.
I'm writing.
That was good though.
I'm writing. Thank you guys again. And hit the like.
That was that original?
Oh yeah. I write all my stuff. What I did is type in jokes and I got all these jokes written.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
Worked on that one over the weekend. You know what I'm saying? I had some downtime. But once again, hit the like button, hit subscribe. It's the Midday Live Show. We got DJ Spoiled Milk, Jazz of Fierce, your boy Steve Styles, and of course, 6300 Jinx. He said it himself. Don't forget. See you guys next week.
All right, we are over and out.
Y'all better go to...